This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're paying tribute to Duke Ellington. The centennial of his birth is 1 week from today. We're listening to music from the 1962 album Money Jungle, a trio date that brought Ellington together with two younger musicians, the bass player Charles Mingus and drummer Max Roach. They're playing an Ellington tune called Very Special. Max Roach is one of the inventors of modern jazz drumming. Together with Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and Dizzy Gillespie, Roach helped formulate the language of bebop. One of his early performing experiences was with Duke Ellington. I spoke with Max Roach in 1987.
Was this the life you had planned on when you wanted to become a jazz musician? Because you started playing at a time when the big bands were still
correct.
Around, and being a jazz musician meant going on tour with Earl Hines or Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, one of the big bands. But you actually came of age. You know, you grew right after that. Mm-hmm. You came of age in a time when it was small groups, as you were saying before, and the life just became very different.
It did. Well, I hadn't planned on really becoming taking jazz music that seriously at the time. But the war and all the things that did happen. And then while I was in my senior year at Boys High, I'd met this gentleman, Clark Munro, and worked in his after-hour club. Well, Sonny Greer, Duke's great drummer, was ill, and most of the great drummers were in the Army, like Joe Jones, Sidney Cabot, etc. I could read music. So, Clark, because in those after-hour spots, you played, as I said before, for Shake Dancer, you played Cachaturian, you did all kinds of things. And when Sonny Greer got sick, Duke Ellington called Mr. Munro up did he know a drummer who could play a show? Duke was at the New York Paramount. He said, I got a kid who works at my club that plays a show. And I went down to the New York Paramount, make a long story short, got on the stage, and looked at Mr. Greer's music stand. There was no music stand and no music. And I couldn't play by ear at that time. You know, I was about 17. So everything was by ear. So Mr. Ellington, before the curtain came up, he looked at me and saw the fright of fear in my face and said, keep one eye on me and one eye on the act on the stage. And I made it through, but then I made up my mind I wanted to be in this area of the music because Duke had all the theater and the drama and the pageantry was just surrounded him when he presented a show, and that's when I really decided that was what I wanted to do.
Max Roach recorded in 1987, sharing a memory of Duke Ellington.